Yeah, get comfortable so you can see. And again, this is just words on the slide. Just get into more of a feeling space and keep your heart open, relax your mind. So as you know, today's topic is trust. And boy, was that fun to explore on a personal level and a emotional level and a global level. So we'll go ahead and get started. I think I'm going to stand today. The energy is feeling good here. So, all right. So an exploration of trust. Just want to ponder trust for a moment. What does trust mean for you? This is the dictionary definition. A firm belief in the reliability, truth, ability, or strength of someone or something. Ernest Holmes says, peace comes from the absence of fear, from a consciousness of trust, from a deep underlying faith in the absolute goodness and mercy, the final integrity of the universe in which we live, and every cause to which we give our thought, our time, and our attention. Peace comes from that. So when we learn to trust the universe, we shall be happy, prosperous, and well. We must learn to come under that divine government and accept the fact that nature's table is ever filled. You must learn to become consciously aware of the divine presence and the divine power and the wholeness of truth, of love, of reason, and of a sound mind. Instead of dwelling on a negative thought, cause your mind to dwell on peace and joy. Feel that peace and joy. How does that feel? Know that the power of the invisible spirit is working in and through you now, in this very moment. Lay hold of this realization in complete certainty. And Ernest says to say, I know that I'm a perfect being now, living under perfect conditions today, knowing that good alone is real. I know that there is one power which acts and reacts in my experience, in my body and in my thought. I know that good alone has the power to either act or react. And everything I do, say, or think shall be done, said, or thought from this spiritual viewpoint, that God, who is life, is in everything. I know that this recognition establishes the law of harmony in my experience, the law of prosperity, a sense of happiness, peace, health, and joy. Today I hold communion with this invisible presence, which the peoples of the world with manifestations of its life, its light, and its love. Feel that. I withdraw the view which hides my real self and draw close to the spirit in everything and everyone. I accept everything that belongs to the spirit. I claim everything that partakes of its nature. And so it is. So contemplate trust again. What comes to mind? What does trust mean on a logical level? What are the words popping in your head? What does that feel like? What do those words mean to you? What's that feeling in your heart when you think and feel trusting someone or something or your own abilities? What's the feeling in your heart of trusting yourself to achieve a goal? Are you trustworthy? Can people trust you? Do you feel that you're a trustworthy person? Is that a role you play in life, to be trustworthy? Are you worthy of trusting? Can somebody trust you? Can you trust me? How does that relationship of trust feel to you? Are you walking around the world proudly saying, I'm somebody that is trustworthy? Can I be trusted? If you have any resistance to that, what stops you from trusting? What's blocking that flow of trust between your goal and you and person to person and future? What's stopping you from trusting? What is that resistance for you? And whatever that is, just open up and just let it go. Just start letting it expand. Whatever that resistance is, just open up and let it go. You know, we hear that term so often, just let it go. And most people do it from the logical mind. The trick is to get in your heart center and allow that feeling to come through. Well, why am I feeling that I can't be trustworthy? Why am I blocking that flow? What's going on with me that I can't trust that I'm going to do what I say I'm going to do, or trust that person for them to say what they're going to do, or keep that secret, or hold that truth? Well, why? What's stopping the flow here? But it's a feeling that we have to get in tune with. So this brings me to the topic of the control freak. We've all heard this beautiful term, control freak. And we all know people in our lives who we deem control freak. But have you ever stopped to think what makes them a control freak? Why are they like the way they are? What's behind that control? What's that feeling that makes them be so hyper and controlling and it has to be my way? Well, we have a series of cartoons here that we're going to read to give you a definition or a feeling of a control freak so you can get into what might be the blockage of that flow of trust, right? So here's a cartoon that says, I'm not a control freak. I just happen to be highly driven, focused, motivated, extraordinary, and inspiring leader. And yes, you may take time out to listen to my advice, and no, you may not do things your way. And I bet you, if you're like me, you immediately thought of three people that could fit that category, right? So open up, send love to them, even though we deem them a control freak. So then here's another one. There's two people standing in the cartoon. The support group for my control issues went great. Not only am I cured, but I'm also its new leader. You know that when you're in a class environment, how you always have that one person who has to jibber-jabber the whole time and take the class off topic? That, you know, we would feel they would be a control freak. All right, here's another one. As long as everything is exactly the way I want it, I'm totally flexible. Life is good. Life flows my way. All's well in the world. What happens if it's not, is the question. All right, here's the next one. I'm really not a control freak, but can I show you the right way to do that? So this is the nice way to present your control, right? Here's another one. I'm not a control freak. I just find most of what comes out of your mouth completely ridiculous. So we got judgment and control on that one. And here's another one. I'm not really a control freak, but I can show you the right way to do that. So again, you sit here and you feel, you know, the vibe of control, and essentially, that might be something that's blocking that flow of trust, right? What is it? So we could deem control as a label for the resistance that we feel when we aren't inspired to allow trust to flow. Whoops, I thought that was the last one. We have one more here. It says, I could stop being a control freak if other people could stop screwing stuff up. So just open up and let that go. And then we have the last one that says, I'm not a control freak. My way is just better every time. So now that we have the understanding of what a control freak is, let's explore how much you and your inner control freak works. If you had to measure where you spend most of your time, are you spending most of your time trying to control your life, your actions, the people around you, your finances, your relationships, or are you allowing them to trust? Are you allowing the flow of trust to flow in all those areas? Just get in tune with a little bit of how what areas you tend to focus on more and try to control more. Some of us do it all the way across the board. Some of us only pick a few, like our relationships or our finances or our exercise programs. You know, there's just sometimes a few areas that we look at. So just get a feel for where you tend to control. Again, here's the list. Emotions, finances, people, traffic, weight, world issues. How many times have you been in traffic, all in a blissful mood, going to your destination, and you get stuck in a car jam, and I see some laughter in here, that, you know, oh my gosh, traffic, that's stopping my joy, that's stopping me from going where I want to go, my day is ruined because there's a traffic jam. Have you noticed when you're stressed in the vehicle, more traffic is around you? You kind of attract more traffic jams or they come upon an accident. You know, and what about people? You know, you wake up in a great mood, you have a good cup of coffee, you're having a good hair day. You get in the car and you hit every green light on the way to work. Then you get to work and there's that one grouchy person who obviously hasn't had their coffee yet. And you say, hey, how you doing today? And they say, What do? How do you react to that person? Do you say, oh, well, have a good day? Or oh, he's in a bad mood. Now it's going to be a bad day throughout the workplace because that one person is in a bad mood. You know, just bring an awareness to how you try to control and how you react to people who are controlling. So here we go again. Have you ever stopped to ask yourself why? Why are you controlling your environment? Why aren't you allowing the trust to flow? Because if you say, I want to have $100 show up in my life, do you automatically sit in a state of allowing? Or do you say, oh my gosh, I have to go do X, Y, Z. If I do this and that, I can get $100. I tease in our house that when Brian needs money, I tease him that all he has to do is say ding-a-ling-a-ling and his phone rings. And that means money for him in his case because he's self-employed. So it's very funny. And the minute he says ding-a-ling-a-ling, inevitably the phone rings off the hooks, the bills are paid, and life is good. So he's somebody who's trustworthy in his finances, but tries to control other areas. So I'm just asking, you know, just take a little bit of an inventory. Where would you need to allow trust to flow more? And the reason why I bring this up is because I have a personal belief that we internalize the resistance. We internalize control. And so sometimes we have blockages and resistance that show up as pain. And it can be emotional pain, physical pain, mental pain, or spiritual pain. Another word for pain would be resistance, a blockage, or just not allowing things to flow. So here are some other ways we tend to control in our lives. Alcohol, books, comfort foods, diets, exercise, homeopathic remedies, prescription drugs, retreats, self-help tools, seminars, stimulants, sugar, vacations, and workshops. Now, this is my personal list. I'm sure you guys can relate to it. But that's when I was reflecting on this topic, this is what came up for me. Those are the areas that I have tried to solve my problems, and it never worked. So what else is going on? None of those items worked for me. So where's the answer? So why do we keep doing this if it doesn't work? By nature, we are afraid to get hurt. We spend the majority of our time preoccupied with controlling every aspect of our lives to prevent being hurt. We protect ourselves with fear to avoid more pain. So where is your focus? Where is your focus? Are you trying to protect yourself from more pain in your life? Is that why you're a control freak? Or why are you afraid to trust is another way to put it. But whatever you focus on, you get more of. How many times have we heard that? But the trick is to actually live it. Where is your focus? If you want something, you have to focus on it for 17 seconds, according to Abe, and allow that flow to start. And all it takes is practice over and over and over and over and over, allowing that beautiful, beautiful trust to flow. And that's to every person, place, or thing, every area of your life, any thought that comes in your head, just trust that it's going to be okay. If the emotion comes up to block it, you just do your best to let it go. And I'll show you some tricks that I do. So, when your inner control freak is stronger than your desire to trust, what do you think the universe responds to? Right, well, here you go. It's whatever you're feeling, whatever you're vibrating. It's not the thoughts from the logical mind. It's the thoughts and feelings from your heart. The highest vibration of the emotion coming from your heart is what you're going to get. So if you're thinking, I don't deserve money, but at the same time, your mind's saying, I want $100,000 to get rid of my debt, you're not going to allow that to happen if your focus is on, how am I going to make $100,000? How am I going to do this? What action do I have to take? You have to get in the vibe of trusting and allowing that is where you start. You start with, wouldn't it be nice to have $100,000? Wouldn't it be nice to have $100,000 show up in my experience to help me out financially? Wouldn't it be nice to give and play with $100,000? And you do that for 17 seconds just to get that vibe going and see what happens. So what we believe is what shows up in our world. And I know we've all heard this 1,000 times or more. But it's really true. That's why people keep saying it over and over and over. What you believe is what shows up in your life. What you focus on shows up in your life. What you vibrate on an emotional level, what you feel about something, is what shows up in your world. So if the inner control dominates, how does trust have a chance to show up for you? If you never give trust a chance, how's it supposed to flow? If you don't put any focus or any energy or any time and any investment in trusting, how are you going to have it? You have to let that show up and be one with you. You have to get in tune to what trust feels like. And it starts with trusting ourselves first before we can trust others. So the goal here is to trust and change the dynamic where we focus more on trust. We focus on knowing that everything's going to be okay. That's the beauty of intention. If you set the intention every morning when you wake up, before you even get out of bed, how you want your day to feel, how you want your day to flow, then you're going to have it be that way as long as you're open to trusting. It's no big secret. It's nothing hard to do. You just trust that it's going to be okay. So, guess what? Here's the secret. I could sell a lot of money, make a lot of money selling you the secret. See those little words up at the top of the slide? It is just a decision. I spent 20 years reading self-help books, meditating, spending thousands of dollars to learn that statement. It's just a decision. I decide to be trusting. I decide to be trustworthy. I decide to let love flow. I decide to trust myself and others. I choose to vibrate trust more than control. So how do we vibrate trust? I'm sure answers are popping into your head right now. But the answer is so simple. Deciding that in every aspect of your life, I will tune into intuition and make the decision from the heart first rather than the head. You like my little picture there?
That's quite aggressive.
Yeah. The heart is the champion over the head. So think about that. How do you go about your day? How much time within a 24-hour period are you coming from your heart? Those of us who, have office jobs, we tend to be in our head, but I make it a personal practice even though I'm in a workplace with logical aspects all around me, I try to keep my heart open as moment to moment as much as possible. And it feels really good. So let's explore some more practical ways we can let go of control and vibrate love. Physical pain. Here's a little exercise that I want you to get in tune with. This is one of the things I do on a daily basis. Just get in tune with your physical body right now. Notice any pains, any tension, any gurgling. Notice if you have any physical pain right now. Tune into that body part. Really get in tune with it. Feel it. Right here, right now. And if you had a voice, if that pain had a voice, what would it say to you? If it was a color, what color would it be? If that pain were an emotion, what would it be? Just feel that for a minute. See how it's all interconnected. Listen for that response. Same with the emotional pain. Get in touch where you're feeling an emotion in your body. Ask it, how am I feeling? Why am I feeling that way? Tune into your heart center and expand that energy while feeling the emotion. So whatever came up on the last two slides, what came up, and just start opening your heart. Just imagine those emotions and those feelings and those words and those colors just start coming out. Just expand your energy some more. Expand it some more and just let them flow out. Just go right over that spot of pain and open up. Just let it expand. Open up. Open, open, open. Let it go. Opening up, opening up, opening up. Let it expand. And if it helps, imagine a huge, beautiful magnet up above you that's helping you lift this out of you. Feel the magnetic pull, that pain, those emotions, those feelings are going straight up to that magnet. Let it go. And the magnet's just getting higher and stronger and higher, just taking all the negativity, all that tension. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. How does that feel? How does that feel to just turn it all over to the magnet? Wasn't that an example of trust? Wasn't that an example of allowing the love to flow to the magnet? Aren't you feeling lighter that this stuff is leaving you? And what did you have to do? Take 2 seconds and imagine a magnet pulling that out of you. When you feel stressed about any situation in life, all you have to do is open up and trust. Take the higher perspective. You yourself are a magnet attracting into your life moment by moment. It is just a decision to attract from trust and love. Keep letting that flow. Letting it flow and letting it flow, trusting and relaxing that all is truly well. It is just a decision to attract from trust and love. And you might ask me, well, how do I do that, Carrie? How do I do that? How do I go moment to moment? Well, it's practice. The decision needs reinforcement moment to moment. It is just a decision to come from a place of love and trust. Moment by moment, think and feel about trust and love. Of course we're going to have other thoughts pop in our head, but the minute you can turn it right back to trust and love, how fun is that? How fun is life when it just flows? You don't have to hang on to those emotions, the pain, those thoughts that come in. You can instantly say, oh, look at that, I'm feeling that, and boom, let it go, and back to trust and love. The more you can tune yourself and align yourself with trust and love, the better it gets. and you always have your magnet to assist you. Decide to vibrate from love and trust in all ways. And let me just tell you about the beauty of being open. Connie's known me for quite a while, and she's seen my growth. And I tell you what, it works. Because the more I trust and allow the beauty of being open to new experiences, my soul gets bigger, wider, happier, and more joyful at all times. I just have to trust and see what happens. So Ernest says, you must learn to become consciously aware of the divine presence and the divine power, the wholeness of truth, of love, of reason, and of sound mind. Instead of dwelling on negative thoughts, cause your mind to dwell on peace and joy. Know that the power of this invisible spirit is working in and through you now, at this very moment. Lay hold of this realization with complete certainty. There is no idle conclusion, no empty dream, no forlorn hope. Your faith is placed in something positive, certain as the laws of life, exact as the principle of mathematics, ever present, like the ethers of space, ever operating like the laws of nature. Say, I know the spirit within me goes before me, making perfect plans, straight, easy, and happy, the pathway of my experience. There is nothing in me that can obstruct the divine circuits of life, love, and beauty, and truth. My word dissolves all negative thought or impulse that would throw a shadow of unbelief across the threshold of my expectation. Today I have faith that my word shall not return unto me void. I surrender my complete faith to this. My prayer then is one of affirmation and acceptance. I lift my cup of acceptance, knowing that the divine outpouring will fill it to the brim. Today, I consciously identify myself with everything that belongs to goodness, truth, and beauty. I identify myself with abundance and success. I identify myself with the living spirit, with all the power, all the presence, and all the life there is. Oops, and that. And so it is. So now I will share with you a video I found that sums it up. Am I good? All right, while that's coming, I'll just say that, you know, it's a wonderful world. And when you allow yourself to come from that space of truth and allow that love to flow and allow that trust to flow by setting the intention moment to moment that you're going to allow that love to flow, then life can truly be the way you want it to be. And it is a wonderful thing. Excuse me one second. Let me get my video up here. Mm-hmm. There we go. All right. I think it's starting. Okay. Yeah, so if you could turn the music up, we'll listen to a beautiful rendition of Wonderful World, which has the music that'll start in just a moment. So open up and trust. All is well. Thank you.